Today is Thursday, the 20th of June, the Feast of St. Alban, in the 11th week of Ordinary Time.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
John Guerra sings the Lord's Prayer.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive them that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Let the words of the Lord's Prayer soak a little deep into your heart today. You have space now to go through each line slowly. Stay with whatever is most drawing you.
Thank you.
Is there a line in particular that brings you a sense of fullness of life as you prayed with it so far? As you listen again to the short reading, notice if there is a part of it that causes you a little tension. Just notice that and bring it to Jesus as he speaks.
When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
As this time of prayer comes to an end, is there anything unfinished? Anything you haven't said or heard in your time with Jesus? Allow space for these things now. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.